he offered to mow the White House lawn. He is 10 years old, and he has a lawn mowing business. And he would like to mow the White House lawn.
There you go. Give that job to an American worker.
It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, a D.C. firefighter is in critical condition after an accident last night at a fire scene in Northeast D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Craig Baker talked to reporters a short time ago.
At 11:30 p.m. last night, our units were dispatched to a house fire in the 800 block of F Street Northeast. When one of our firefighters, probationary firefighter Dane Smothers of engine company number 3, was critically injured when he was struck by another fire department vehicle.
There was an arriving ladder truck that hit Smothers. Baker says Smothers is in critical condition. A Fredericksburg man is being held without bond on charges that he held his girlfriend and their two kids as virtual prisoners in their own home for 2 years. 43-year-old Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore is charged with felony abduction and assault and battery. The woman is 32. The kids are ages 11 and 8. Investigators say it's unclear how Moore kept them inside the house all this time, but they also say every door and window was covered. The president's getting behind a new merit-based system for legal immigration. So what does that mean for the country going forward?
This is a bill that in many ways sort of makes American immigration policy more rational.
That's according to Stephen Camerota, what the Center for Immigration Studies. He says the focus now is being taken off family connections.
This will shift it, reduce the family share, and try to create a system that selects more skilled immigrants. That's the idea. And also, it'll limit refugee resettlement to about 50,000 a year.
Camerota spoke on the Larry O'Connor Show. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, illegal immigrants are among those who may soon be allowed to vote in local elections in College Park. Next week, the city council is scheduled to vote on whether to open up local elections to people who are not citizens.
CASA's Julio Murillo says fundamental services provided by the city of College Park, including public safety, affect all residents, not just citizens.
For that reason, all residents, regardless of immigration status, deserve to have a say on who should be the decision maker on fundamental issues that affect their everyday life.
College Park resident Lawrence Provost speaks out against allowing non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote during a city council meeting last month.
Voting is a right, but it is also a privilege.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, one Republican, one Democrat, are taking steps to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job. They're introducing legislation today that aims to ensure the integrity of current and future independent investigations. Meanwhile, two of Northern Virginia's old guard congressmen, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, have some advice for getting some bipartisanship back on Capitol Hill.
There are signs it could be happening, says former Congressman Tom Davis, as House Republicans get Democrats in the fold on health care, but there are still chronic problems.
Compromise doesn't get rewarded by voters. End up in a system where bad behavior gets rewarded.
Davis says campaign finance laws have made it so most of the money doesn't go to politicians, but to fringe groups.
Which is, I think, even a worse result and a more polarizing result.
They have to turn toward ways that we can work together.
Davis's old colleague, former Congressman Jim Moran, says Congress needs to go back to kitchen table issues.
Some folks, largely for fundraising purposes, push the extremes.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,016, the NASDAQ at 63.63. Sports, no offense from the Nationals last night as they're shut out by the Marlins. The Orioles complete the sweep, beating the Royals again. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. It's Tuesday, August 15th or Wednesday, August 16th, your choice, at the newest fine dining restaurant in Loudoun. Consider it an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be able Dave and Shelley's guests, so there's no charge. But reservations are a must. Make yours by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Virginia 95. Here we come northbound out of Stafford. Normal volume in the Quia and Dale City toward the Occoquan. Starting to see a little bit of that stop and go, but nothing reported along the way. A 66 just bunched up a bit as you pass Business 234 in Manassas toward Centerville. On the trip into Chantilly on 28 southbound as you come up Route 50. Had a report of a crash there. Looks like they're coming up short with finding anything, which is great news. I'm not seeing any delays for that stretch, but again, just watch 28 near 50. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. We've been busy since the start of the rush with the accident outer loop for Connecticut Avenue. Now, please tell me it is all still confined to the shoulder, but almost back to I-95 with that delay again from College Park and into Silver Spring. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief, this fast-acting foam. Can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer on this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 67 in Beltsville, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Anthony Scaramucci had a plan for sweeping changes. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9
FM and AM
630. Good morning to you. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us in about half an hour will be Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's going to discuss the new immigration plan that President Trump was floating yesterday. At 7:05, it's Josh Krushar. He is a political analyst for the National Journal. We'll talk about the emerging Democratic minority. 8:15, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And at 8:35, Senator Chris Van Hollen joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese.
You know, it's not often that we get to see the Trump administration's Stephen Miller, one of the advisors to the president, certainly writing a lot of speeches, being one of the ideological foundations of the Trump White House. And yesterday, boy, did we get our fill of Stephen Miller. And I think there's people craving a lot more of him. He goes out to the White House press briefing in order to explain and answer questions about this RAISE Act, which is this immigration bill that was presented yesterday by the President of the United States, among others. And in it, they call for a merit-based immigration system and scaling back the amount of immigrants who come to the United States and, you know, kind of assessing, you know, what do we do with our legal immigration policy, something that hasn't been taken on for quite some time now. And so Stephen Miller's answering questions. Well, he's winding down, and he's already kind of gotten through the whole room, and he asks, okay, last question. CNN's Jim Acosta, let's go to you. And what ended up happening in those moments became not only some of the greatest television yesterday, but one of the most important exposés on the relationship between both the press and the Trump White House. Here's Jim Acosta challenging Stephen Miller on the basis of the fact that the Statue of Liberty should let literally anyone into the United States.
What you're proposing, or what the president is proposing here, does not sound like it's in keeping with American tradition when it comes to immigration. The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. It doesn't say anything about speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer. Aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
Well, first of all, right now, it's a requirement that to be naturalized, you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of our immigration systems would be actually very ahistorical. Secondly, I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history here, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty lighting the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty. But more fundamentally, the history, they, but more fundamentally,
you're saying
the
that
history.
That does not represent.
I'm saying that. I'm saying that the notion. I'm saying the notion that the. I'm saying the notion.
Stephen, I'm sorry.
No,
that sounds like. That sounds
Jim,
like,
let me ask you a question.
That sounds like some national park revisionism.
National park revisionism. How dare you? How dare you address the history? Facts are racist. Would you, Stephen Miller?
Using your white privilege and your revisionist history.
Let me make sure. I think let's play cut 5B. I think this is unique and distinct from on the Statue of Liberty conversation.
Statue of Liberty has always
Jim,
been a beacon of hope to the world for people to send
Jim, do you believe,
people to this country.
Jim,
and they're not always going to speak
Jim,
English, Stephen.
Jim,
they're not
do you
always
believe,
going to be highly skilled. They're not always
Jim,
going to be...
Jim, so Jim, I appreciate your speech. Jim, I appreciate your speech. So let's talk about this.
Your speech.
Jim, let's talk about this. In 1970, when we let in 300,000 people a year, was that violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? In the 1990s, when it was 500,000 a year, was it violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land?
Just the bovine stare.
When it was 700,000 a year. No, tell me what years. Tell me what years meet Jim Acosta's definition of the Statue of Liberty poem law of the land. So you're saying 1,000,000 a year is the Statue of Liberty number. 900,000 violates it, 800,000 violates it.
You're sort of bringing a plus one for English philosophy here to immigration, and that's never
been
what the United States has been about, Steve.
Your statement's also shockingly ahistorical in another respect, too, which is if you look at the history of immigration, it's actually ebbed and flowed.
Okay, so let's before we play more, let's be clear about what
awesome.
We're hearing. Jim Acosta brought a whoopee cushion to a gunfight. This is in no way a fair fight. This is Jim Acosta saying my feelings are hurt, and Stephen Miller telling him, okay, well we're trying to address actual policy and like I don't know facts and history, and the unfortunate thing here is I think for the press is that you have what is quite obviously an immigration activist. You could have put a La Raza representative in that briefing room and had them do those questions. That in no way represented an honest attempt to root out sort of what is at the core of this policy, how it would affect the country, what are the upsides, what are the downsides. It was just sort of a gut reaction that sweepingly basically held that immigration of all kinds of any type is a positive thing for the United States without question. That was the basis by which Jim Acosta is going after Stephen Miller. Miller's like, no, that's not even close to true. I love the Statue of Liberty history lesson that he baked in there for him.
Well, that is a go-to for most on the left, is they will always trot out, well, what would Jesus do? And then they also trot out, well, what about, give me the Statue of Liberty, and then you have to tell them that was a poem that was added 100 years later, and it won a contest, okay? That's what that was.
Okay.
That's a poem. And they get very upset.
All right, I'm hopeful this is the cut where Jim Acosta equates both illegal and legal immigration as basically the exact same thing. But either way, here's more of a beatdown from Stephen Miller.
We've had a period of immigration right now. The president wants to build a wall.
Actually,
you want to
it's actually
about a sweeping change to
surely,
the immigration.
Surely, Jim, you don't actually think that a wall affects green card policy.
Oh, there it is.
You couldn't possibly believe that, do you? Actually, the notion that you actually think immigration is at a historic law. The foreign-born population of the United States today, Jim,
staff on Monday talking about how border crossings.
Do you really? I want to be serious, Jim. Do you really at CNN not know the difference between green card policy and illegal immigration?
Sir,
you really don't know that.
Cuban immigrant. He came to this country in 1962, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, and obtained a green card. Yes, people who immigrated
okay,
to this country can eventually. People who immigrate to this country
as a factual question,
ways do obtain a green card at some point. They do it through a lot of hard work, and yes, they may learn English as a second language later on in life.
But this whole
notion of well, they could learn, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Whoa. Okay. So. That was the predicate to another of the spiciest sections of this entire thing. Mary, do you have anything to add to Jim's chaos right now?
I'm just loving it. I could sit and just listen to this because it was phenomenal yesterday. And by the way, I have to correct myself. That poem was not added 100 years later. I apologize. It was added for the 100th anniversary.
Oh, there you go.
Well, the statue came for the 100th anniversary. It was added 20 years later.
All right. So we'll play you for...
I could just listen to this. Could we just listen to this? It's amazing.
Of course. For your listening pleasure, we'll have more of this in just a moment. But the answer to that question that ended, you just heard Jim Acosta saying, are you just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia speak English?
But
what kind of country are we running here? Where everyone has to speak English. What are you thinking about this, Stephen Miller? Well, Miller's going to have a phenomenal answer to that question when we return here in just a moment.
And wasn't it President Obama who said they speak Australian in Australia?
Did he say that?
Yeah. He said they speak Australian.
God, I feel like I have an encyclopedic memory for nonsense.
They speak Australian
in Australia. I don't remember that
Australia.
One. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll find it for you. 516 on WMAL and the WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Maryland. Let's start 270. No early worries here out of the Frederick area down through to the Beltway. You'll hit a little volume near Urbana to 109, but stick with it. Won't cost you too much extra time. Beltway topside, that's where we started off. A little bit of a struggle this morning. Had the crash. Outer loop as you approach Connecticut Avenue. That had been cleared out of the travel lanes, but causing us delays now from 95. Also 95 out of Calverton. Watch for stop and go delays just as you pass 212 to merge onto the Beltway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, no problems this morning to report on 50. In fact, looks like you're up at speed. I'm not seeing any brake lights. Up through to the Beltway. Beltway, Virginia, nice and quiet. You have a good run right now. 395. Let's do this from the Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open each direction on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, a mix of sun and clouds. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 91. Tonight, stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low of 74. And tomorrow, guess what? Partly cloudy, stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high around 90. Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 616 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Jim Acosta wondering, are you just going to bring people in from Great Britain and Australia if you're forcing people to speak English to get a permanent visa? What kind of monster are you, Stephen Miller?
Well, like Canadians in, too.
Stephen addresses this question.
Now, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Jim, I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree that in your mind, this is an amazing moment, that you think only people from Great Britain or Australia would speak English is so insulting to millions of hardworking immigrants who do speak English from all over the world. Jim, have you honestly never met an immigrant from another country who speaks English outside of Great Britain and Australia? Is that your personal experience?
Of course there are people who come in.
But that's not what you said. And it shows your cosmopolitan bias. And I just want to say...
Sounds like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
That is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. And for you, that's still a really... The notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting.
By the way, you can hear like the murmuring in the background. People are upset with Stephen Miller for calling Jim Acosta ignorant, the reporters in the room, because Jim Acosta just accused the bill of being racist. Like, who? Really? I hope some of the murmuring was reserved for Jim. I mean, it should have been. My murmuring was reserved for Jim yesterday. I was like, murmur. Yeah, everyone. Mike McKay told me he had a beer and a sandwich and was stopped in his tracks. Yeah. All chewing stopped. Just mouth agape, staring at the screen as this happened yesterday. I felt the same way, Mike. That's the way I was reacting to this too. One more cut for you here. Let's go to this is Stephen Miller talking about the Jim. This is great. This is the one that is going to drive liberals the most crazy, though. That Stephen Miller says that a change in immigration policy will actually work to the benefit of minorities.
The people who've been hurt the most, the people who've been hurt the most by the policy you're advocating, are
what policy am I advocating?
Apparently just unfettered, uncontrolled migration. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy. Are immigrant workers and minority workers and African American workers and Hispanic workers.
There it is. So you've got Stephen Miller out there defending rather ably the issue of immigration. I've heard people in the wake of this being like, Miller should always do the briefing. Yeah, if the questions are always about immigration.
Yeah.
That's his wheelhouse. This is his obsession. Remember, Stephen Miller was a top aide to Jeff Sessions. And the two of them, obsessed with immigration together, getting control of our immigration policy. The president brings Stephen Miller into the campaign, and he's faithfully served the guy ever since. And he's been in the White House, and he helped actually write the travel ban, the travel moratorium. It's quite technically the Stephen Miller ban. And so this guy's like, he's been there for it all. And you've now got Jim Acosta, hair on fire, going back on CNN. I was eager to see how he would explain himself. This is just a constant battle for him. He's like the most aggrieved reporter in the entire room. And it's kind of sad to watch. And he's complaining today. He's like, all they care about is attacking Muslims and Mexicans and the media. Who are you? And what kind of calculation has your network made that they're going to constantly be on a war footing with the president of the United States? And not just one where it's like, you know, holding him accountable. This is one where they're openly antagonizing and openly acting as activists inside the White House press briefing room. You got to wonder why the White House cut off the briefings and stopped televising them all the time. And then you see a display like that yesterday, and you're like, why exactly is the White House giving this guy a platform to give a speech to in the White House? That's really the key here.
Although I have to say, I see briefings like that one yesterday, and I wish they were back on camera.
Yeah, well, they are.
Could
for
you
now.
Imagine if we had missed that? Because I have to tell you, this has been one of the funniest half hours we've ever done.
Oh well, I want to see Stephen Miller come back out and do that again, one on one.
Absolutely.
See that. I'd pay for that one.
622 on WMAL.
Yeah, that is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. And for you, that's still a really... The notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When is the last time you really looked at the floors in your home? How old is that carpet? And is that the original linoleum on your kitchen floor? Well, if you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need to call 50 Floor. One of their flooring experts will actually come to your home on your schedule. And they're going to sit there and they're going to help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle, your unique needs, and of course your budget. And it couldn't be more convenient. Installation's so easy. They will come and move your furniture for you before installation. And during the month of August, guess what? That installation is free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl, you need to contact 50 Floor, schedule an in-home consultation. Just go to 50floor.com today. And when you use promo code WMAL, you're going to get an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
6:25, time for WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
IAAA, Virginia 66. Here we come, a little bit slow here through Manassas, as expected every morning. Had a minor crash as you pass Manassas, business 234, but quickly over to the shoulder, but still a little bit of a distraction beyond as you approach and pass Fairfax County Parkway with some of that stop and go. We're doing okay inside the Beltway, but sluggish eastbound through Falls Church. 395, a little bit of volume starts to form here in the Landmark area. Two problems, Maryland. Let's start first on I-95. As you come southbound, we had initial delays to get to the Beltway, but then the stalled car, extra pressure, we lose a lane here. Southbound 95 as you approach the merge to the Beltway. Outer loop slows from 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue. Signs of the earlier crash near Connecticut Avenue finally gone. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A warming trend continues today. There may be a few afternoon thunderstorms with a high reaching 91. Rain will taper off this evening, then cloudy overnight with a low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
All right, so the White House has been reading out these letters in that famous press briefing we've been talking about. And the letters are from, so far, they've been from children who love the President of the United States and think a lot of him. Here's a good one from yesterday. Dear Mr. President, it would be an honor to mow the White House lawn some weekend for you. Even though I'm only 10, I'd like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for. I admire your business background and have started my own business. I've been mowing my neighbor's lawns for some time. Please see the attached flyer. Here's a list of what I have, and you are free to pick whatever you want. Power mower, push mower, and weed whacker. I can bring extra fuel for the power mower and charged batteries for the weed whacker. I will do this at no charge. Sincerely, Frank. And Frank signed it. Frank tried to sign it at first and then had to cross out his signature. Then he signed it again. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding, cut 7.
We received and were able to respond to this letter. And he also wanted me to invite you to spend a morning here at the White House with the groundskeeper. The groundskeeper, we've talked to them, and they'd love to show you how the U.S. Park Service maintains the 18 acres of the White House complex, and he'd love to give you the opportunity to cut the grass in the Rose Garden. It's our responsibility to keep the American dream alive for kids like Frank.
A touching conclusion to that story, which will be dashed when liberals accuse them of using child labor to mow the White House lawn. 6:28 now on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies, and we'll get more from him on the immigration plan that was floated yesterday, much to the chagrin of the left. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. A D.C. firefighter remains in critical condition after he was hit by a fire truck at a fire scene last night in Northeast D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Craig Baker says probationary firefighter Dane Smothers was hit by a ladder truck that was just pulling up to the scene.
Yeah, obviously the incident is under investigation, but there's no indication at this time that there was any specific protocol that was not followed.
Smothers' uncle is also a D.C. firefighter who was also among the firefighters who responded to that row house blaze last night. A 43-year-old Northern Virginia man is in jail without bond on charges of holding his girlfriend and their two kids as virtual prisoners in their home for 2 years. Authorities say it's still unclear exactly how Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore kept the 32-year-old woman and children ages 8 and 11 from leaving their home in Fredericksburg. Moore is charged with 3 felony counts of abduction and felony assault and battery. President Trump is getting behind an immigration bill that would cut legal immigration in half. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
I don't want an economy that doesn't recognize how diverse we are as a nation. And to take all the green cards and put them in one end of the economy is just, I think, ill-advised. And I can't support that.
Supporters say the new limits would help protect the nation by establishing higher standards for entry. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,016, the Nasdaq at 63.63. Sports, the Nats drop another one to Miami. The Orioles pick up their 5th straight win, beating Kansas City again. And the NFL preseason begins tonight with the Hall of Fame game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Everyone has a problem area, right? We all do. Love handles, beer belly for guys, and the last piece of loose tummy skin for ladies. They just never seem to go away, especially after you lose weight. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to sculpt, tone, and firm up the skin on the belly and thighs, and even eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. The secret is intense, slim technology coupled with caffeine and hyaluronic acid guaranteed to tighten, firm, and tone your belly, thighs, and even the very stubborn cellulite and stretch marks. So now you can get the job done. You're a couple weeks away from having amazing results guaranteed or your money back. Call now. Try Novara Ultra Sculpting Treatment with intense, slim, risk-free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Novara Cellulite and Stretch Mark Treatment free with your order. Get the body you deserve and your confidence back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Stock valuations are at 1929 levels. That artificial wealth can be liquidated in the blink of an eye. Chris Plant here. Protect your profits. Lock in your future with the 1010 IRA. The 1010 IRA is guaranteed to deliver 10% interest for the next 10 years. You can transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into a 1010 IRA with zero tax liability. You've heard me talk about fiduciary financial advisor and WMAL radio host David Ahrens. I know David personally, and you'll be impressed with his knowledge, integrity, and straightforward style to get your questions answered quickly. It starts with a call or text message to receive the free information packet on the 1010 IRA. 10% interest for 10 years is here now. Begin to secure your future with a call or text message to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, get ready. Interstate 95. We have delays that you'll be hitting here coming south of the ICC. Up ahead at the Beltway Merge, that's where we have the stalled car blocking a lane. So south on 95, south of the ICC, but before you get to 212 with those delays. Now, once you get past the broken down vehicle, onto the Beltway outer loop, stop and go around towards George Avenue, trying to get back to normal here. We had the earlier crash at Connecticut, now gone. Looks like we may have an accident. No, we're good. Outer loop here as you pass Colesville Road. Looks like lanes are open. Now for 270, just some pockets of delays. First through Urbana and Hyattstown, and just briefly at the lane divide. Looking good out of Rockville into town. DC 295 coming southbound. The volume with us past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Heading to the freeway. Lanes are open in each direction, so that looks good. Both eastbound, westbound, southeast, southwest freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Thursday, it will be a partly cloudy and warm afternoon with a high near 91. A few thunderstorms may develop from this afternoon into the start of the evening, then dry overnight with a low of 74. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Burke, 66 in Frederick, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Josh Krasher from National Journal. Then we've got at 8:15, Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the White House. And at 8:35, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen speaks to Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
That was President Donald Trump yesterday talking about the RAISE Act. It is a bill sponsored by Senators David Perdue of Georgia and Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And this is to revamp our immigration system. Here to join us right now to discuss it is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, also the author of The New Case Against Immigration, Both Legal and Illegal. Mark, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So this RAISE Act, do you like this act? Does the Center for Immigration Studies stand behind this?
Well, I mean, we're a think tank, so we're not, you know, we don't do lobbying and that sort of thing. But yes, the legislation is long overdue. The two major things it does are things that we should have fixed a long time ago. The first thing is it focuses family immigration rights on nuclear family members. In other words, husbands, wives, and little kids of U.S. citizens, not other adult relatives or distant relatives, that sort of thing. And the other thing it does is it changes the way we pick our skilled immigrants, because that's a separate kind of category, which now is this jumble of categories. Really, it just creates work for lawyers to navigate it. It rationalizes and streamlines that so that you get points, basically, for education, for English language ability, for age, you know, if you're a prime working age. And then the people who reach a certain minimum number of points are the pool from which you pick immigrants. So you end up with a simpler system that is also more likely to pick higher skilled workers.
And do you think this stands a chance of actually becoming law?
Well, I mean, there's two things I'd say about that. The first thing is, any big change, even if it doesn't become law immediately, any big change requires a start like this. What any bill, whether it's welfare reform or civil rights or even earlier big immigration bills, went back and forth for several sessions of Congress before anything happened. But you got to start somewhere. And so this is, at the very least, a start of that process. But I would say, and this is the second point, it has a greater than zero chance of becoming law. And the reason for that is that there's another measure it could be packaged with. The there's something called DACA, which is the amnesty that Obama lawlessly granted on his own authority to illegal immigrants who came here as kids. Sympathetic group of people, clearly, but Congress, the Democratic Congress in 2010, actually voted down that measure. So Obama just kind of did it on his own. The key problem, though, is that it's a temporary two-year amnesty for about 800,000 of these young people, and President Trump has vowed to get rid of it, or had vowed during the campaign, and there's a real possibility the plug will be pulled on that program. And so the Democrats, there might be enough Democrats who'd be willing to trade a stable, lawful amnesty to replace Obama's illegal measure in exchange for the bill that was introduced yesterday. I'm not saying you should bet your mortgage payment on that, but I think it's not a crazy thing.
So preserving DACA in exchange for the RAISE Act, that'd be an interesting proposition.
Right.
How much did your organization, the Center for Immigration Studies, contribute to the formation of this bill, the RAISE Act? Were you involved in the process at all?
I mean, we don't write bills for congressional offices, but
were you consulted on this?
We were informed earlier on about what the provisions were, because there was an earlier version of this bill.
Yes.
That didn't have these the point system part. The president's the one who asked for that, and so they revised it. So a couple of times we had been kept up to speed about what was in the bill, but we didn't write it, I'm afraid.
You were mentioned at the briefing, of course, yesterday, in a back and forth your organization was between, I think, the New York Times' Glenn Thrush and Stephen Miller, who's gotten all this attention today. And the basis of that question was the correlation between low-skilled immigration and the loss of jobs for native workers. Stephen Miller favorably cited your organization as having the data on that. What is the relationship between low-skilled immigration and the loss of jobs for native workers?
Over the past several decades, low-skilled workers in the United States have actually seen their wages decline, their overall earnings go down. That's not all because of immigration, because there's other factors. Immigration is inevitably, though, part of that process. And it's not just lower skilled workers. This is what we always talk about as, you know, high school dropouts. It's really anyone who doesn't have a strong position in the labor market has his bargaining power weakened by a shock to the system of every year adding a million more people to the United States through immigration. So it means ex-cons, recovering addicts,
right,
young people, teenagers. I mean, whatever they're going to end up doing in their lives, they still have no job experience. And, you know, their employers often would rather hire a 35-year-old immigrant collect the carts at the Walmart instead,
yes,
of some teenager who might, frankly, kind of be a jerk. You know what I mean? So that anybody who is not in a good bargaining position in the job market is harmed by immigration. And it's not because the immigrants are bad and they're coming, oh, how am I going to steal right. somebody's job? They're just regular people.
Well, it certainly sounds like the RAISE Act is destined to try and fix some of those issues. Mark Krikorian, thank you very much for giving us a quick rundown of what's going on with that bill and its chances of maybe of seeing the light of day somehow.
Thank you.
644 on WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
Our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Let's get you up to date on 270. If you're heading out of the Frederick area, just brief delays through Urbana and Hyattstown. And really, that's about all we're dealing with on 270, so enjoying the Thursday Eve there. We do have delays, though. Maryland on 95 southbound, south of the ICC, with a heavy stop and go to get down to the Beltway culprit, the broken down as you approach the lane divide. Here, whether to go on the inner or outer loop. I do see a box truck in the grassy median, so that may indicate that we have all lanes open. But again, just expect these delays hanging with us here. 95 heading to the Beltway, onto the outer loop around toward George Avenue, stop and go delays. Early morning crash near Colesville Road, Connecticut Avenue. Those have been cleared. To the Wilson Bridge, we're backing up before St. Barnabas Road, Virginia, 66 eastbound. I see one car left on the shoulder here as you pass Business 234 from the earlier crash. Heavy to get by, and then you're in pretty good shape heading up toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm as we head into this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 91. Rain will end by the evening with a low of 74 overnight. And a partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a few more thunderstorms at a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Today in racial grievances, it's now time for the Irish to be upset. The Irish. The issue here is this Washington Post op-ed from, this is published Tuesday. Have you seen this one? Where they said the president using the term paddy wagon is offensive to Irish Americans.
Oh, Lord.
You'll remember that the president gave a speech last week to law enforcement in which he joked around, when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in rough. I said, please don't be too nice. And he joked about, you know, taking your hand and removing it from the back of the victim's head, you know, usually to hold their head down as they try and get into the paddy wagon. You know, maybe move the hand a little bit and just let them hit their heads is basically what the president was joking. And the cops that were there, they were laughing and clapping. It was hilarious to them. But, of course, that descended into accusations of police brutality, Trump endorsing it, the cops endorsing it, this whole nation's in chaos, this is a police state. So, you know, all of the requisite, very sober and meaningful reactions to that interaction. Then the Washington Post op-ed comes out, and this is the greatest. This criminal justice professor, James Mulvaney, a good Irish name, complained that President Trump's reference to paddy wagons insults Irish Americans like me. So this guy, he's the only one to have completely missed the point. So everyone else is arguing over police brutality. He's arguing over the paddy wagon. To many Irish Americans like myself, the phrase is insulting. It should not be used in polite discourse.
What I find amazing about that quote, it should not be used in polite discourse. I find anyone from the left lecturing anybody about polite discourse to be a riot. Because it's hilarious because these are the same people who will chant F Trump at a rally. And that's okay. But they're going to lecture President Trump on the use of the term paddy wagon as not proper for polite discourse.
Meanwhile, on the other side of this equation, the Baltimore Ravens are encouraging, the Baltimore Sun encouraging the Ravens to take on Colin Kaepernick. You heard it the other day on Larry O'Connor's show. Ravens fans are considering burning their season tickets if they hire Colin Kaepernick. And yet the Sun is saying, hire him. We have a president who uses things like paddy wagon and hurting people and police brutality.
They still don't get it. They're never going to get it. It's 650 on WMAL.
I love recommending my realtor and friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Dave and Sarah's home was listed with some other agent for over 200 days with no luck. Debbie and Sarah took over, and not only did they get it sold fast, but they sold it for $7,500 over the asking price. Looks like they made the right choice when they called the Reynolds team. Don't fool yourself. Not all real estate agents or the service they provide are created equal. Debbie and Sarah sell their homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more on average than the typical agent. Even better, if they can't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real-life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's bachelor's and master's degrees in Homeland Security can help you develop the knowledge and skills needed to manage and lead in the field. Focus on critical infrastructure protection, crisis management, risk assessment, and international and domestic terrorism. Fall classes enrolling now. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASA. FCU.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning, Tanya.
And good morning, Mary. Stock futures are pointing to a modestly lower open after the Dow passed the 22,000 mark for the first time ever yesterday. Aetna reporting strong quarterly results this morning. The health insurer beat Wall Street expectations on earnings and revenues. It also boosted its full-year forecast. Tesla leads the stocks to watch today. Shares of the electric car maker are charging higher after beating Wall Street expectations with a smaller-than-expected second-quarter loss. Tesla says it has more than 1,800 daily reservations for its Model 3, and it's expecting increased deliveries of its Model S. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has reportedly hired a Democratic pollster and former top advisor to President Obama and chief strategist to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. It's firing up rumors that Zuckerberg may be interested in a White House run. The Politico report says pollster Joel Benenson will conduct research for Zuckerberg's charity. Amazon says it received 20,000 applications at its job fair yesterday. The retail giant is filling thousands of full-time jobs at its warehouses nationwide. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 6:30 AM WMAL.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, the activity on 66. So get ready here as you head in toward Manassas. You're going to have to stop and go, especially as you pass Business 234. Had the incident was on the shoulder, and then up near Centerville, the exit for 28 Centerville. The motorcyclist was on the shoulder once police pulled them over, but then the driver ran into the woods, so there's a lot of activity there. And also on 28 over top of 66, seeing some police department activity as well. So do watch in that area, my goodness. Continuing on 66 through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, bit of volume, and then good up through to the Beltway. No problems right now through Annandale to Tysons. A little bit of volume. Just continue north of the toll road right now toward the American Legion Bridge and top side of the Beltway, Marlin. That's slow from 95 around 2 Georgia Avenue. 95 slows to get onto each loop of the Beltway. Had the earlier broken down on the ramp. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm on this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 73 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
A lot of people wondering, how does Queen Elizabeth, how's she looking so good, staying so spry at 91 years old? She's got to run Canada. She has all this stuff to do. Queen Elizabeth. But turns out it's all that alcoholism.
Stop.
The queen's a drunk, Mary.
No, stop. That's not nice. She's not a drunk. If she were a drunk, she couldn't totter along the way she does. She kind of like toddles along.
Well, she's toddling something. She's got, let's see, she drinks 4 drinks a day. She's drinking 4 alcoholic drinks a day. I just want to be clear. I can't drink one a day for fear that it's going to stop me from getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning in preparation for this fine program. But the queen, who has like, you know, an entire planet to run or whatever, is drinking 4 a day. Her Majesty has a gin, and is this a Dubonnet?
A Dubonnet.
A wine-based aperitif is served over lots of ice with a slice of lemon before lunch. She'll also have wine with that midday meal. And then in the evening, she has 2 drinks. A dry martini, of course. It's very James Bond of her, shaken, not stirred. And a glass of champagne. The queen, they say, is a creature of habit who says her alcohol, and her cousin says her alcohol intake never varies. So she's just plugging along. All these years, 91 years of just crushing 4 drinks a day.
You realize she's drinking gin at like 11 o'clock in the morning, right? Because if she has a glass of wine with her lunch and she starts her day off with gin and Dubonnet, she's drinking at like 11 o'clock in the morning when I'm first having my breakfast.
The early bird special?
Yeah. I mean, but I guess, you know, a lot of seniors don't. No, seriously, I've noticed a lot of them don't have a clock. You know, because my neighbor will sometimes, I hear her water running when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what is Rhoda doing up at this hour? But they can sleep whenever they want. So if they fall asleep watching Jeopardy, they'll just knock out a couple of hours and then they're up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So maybe for the queen, hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So for her having her gin and Dubonnet before lunch, what we would consider lunch hour, that's no big deal for her because she's probably been up since 2.
If we consider our senior friends like an alien race, like they have very different habits and creature, they're different trends, different...
I cannot wait to be that person where I don't have to abide by any kind of schedule. I cannot wait to be there.
And get that cheap coffee at McDonald's. And then you got Prince Philip, who's 96. He's attending his final official engagement now before his retirement. While most people retire in their 60s or 70s, Prince Philip is performing his last engagement now to the age of 96. He braved the pouring rain at Buckingham Palace to meet with the Royal Marines.
Yeah, okay, so that was his job for the day. I mean, that was it. It's not like he's got a hard job, all right? He follows the queen around and every now and then cuts a ribbon.
Well, this job's pretty good, too. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Josh Krashauer from the National Journal will be joining us to talk about the Democratic minority and can they